I understand that with everything else that's going on, and you're traveling around the country, you're in New Hampshire, you're in Iowa, of course, you're in South Carolina, that you have a response to President Obama having said this.
When a finalized plan is presented to me by the Pentagon, then I will share it with the American people. It's not, we don't yet have a complete strategy, because it requires commitments on the part of the Iraqis as well, about how recruitment takes place, how that training takes place. And so the details of that are not yet worked out.
That was a leader of the free world, the president of the United States, doubling down on something he said last summer. Remember, he got all that criticism for saying he didn't have a strategy for dealing with ISIS. He still doesn't have a strategy for dealing with ISIS. He said that at the G7 conference over in Germany. Governor Perry, you reassured by the president's statement?
Not at all. I mean, this is a clear failure of leadership that after 9 months, when he first said he didn't have a strategy to defeat ISIS, and now we're not in any better position than we were 9 months ago. I mean, that is an absolute total failure of leadership. If I were president of the United States, if I were the commander in chief, it wouldn't take me 9 months to work out a plan with our military leaders to figure out how to deal with ISIS. We would already have had the Middle Eastern allies together, and we would already be implementing the plan, not still working on one.
But Governor Perry, he has to attend to much more important things, like congratulating Caitlyn Jenner.
Well, yeah, this president has a very difficult time connecting the dots on what's important in the world. He's negotiating with Iran, a country that has promised to wipe Israel off the face of the earth. And this is a country, I remind people, that murdered our Marines in Beirut, that supplied the weapons that killed our soldiers in Iraq. This is a country that, if you allow them to go forward in this negotiation, they will acquire a nuclear weapon that will put the Middle East in absolute jeopardy. This is a president who threw a lifeline to the Castro regime in Cuba. I really don't understand his strategy, if he even has one at all.
Okay, let's talk political strategy for just a moment. The National Journal acknowledges that your candidacy, your launch of candidacy, surprised a lot of people. People who listen to the show every day know that I was in agreement with Jennifer Rubin of the Washington Post that it was the strongest launch for any candidacy so far in this cycle. And all of a sudden, you're in the thick of this race. Are you targeting a specific string of states? Are you targeting a particular segment of the party? For instance, if I asked you, are you going to be a Tea Party candidate, or are you going to be the establishment candidate? What would you say?
Well, I'm going to say I'm going to be a candidate with a substantial record on the economic side of things. I think I'm a very unique candidate. Myself and Lindsey Graham, the only two people who most likely will be candidates who've worn the uniform of the country. When I go to Iowa, I know for a fact I'm the only candidate that has a degree in agriculture. So I'm not sure I'm any particular sector of the party's candidate. What I want to be is a candidate that can take this country forward and get us back economically, and also to send the message, because of my worldview, having worn the uniform of the country, that our allies can trust us, and our adversaries are going to know if you cross that red line, there will be an extraordinary price to pay.
You have promised a very busy first day in office. You promised, among other things, that your first day in office, you would get going on the Keystone Pipeline.
Right. And the very first thing I would do is to negate any negotiation that this president is making with Iran. I mean, that would be the absolute first thing that I do. I promise that. I hope the Ayatollah in Iran is listening, because if he signs this negotiation, it will be worthless if I'm the president of the United States.
And I think there are a lot of people out there who are applauding that resolution. There's a new book out which got a lot of attention. Peggy Noonan wrote about it. We spoke to the author, Ian Bremner. It's about the foreign policy choices the country faces. And he says there are basically three choices. Either you're America independent, America should go it alone, not be too concerned about the rest of the world, or your money bull. You were only out there trying to protect our financial interests and security. Or number three, America the indispensable. You believe that America has a role in the world defending liberty. Which of those three alternatives is Rick Perry's?
Yeah, I'm more in line with the latter. I do think America has a role in the world, working with our allies, working with and you know what, maybe creating new allies in the world. I think we've missed a huge opportunity. A part of the world that doesn't get anywhere near enough focus from my perspective is the South China Sea. And India, I think, gives us an opportunity to create an ally in that part of the world that can be substantially helpful, not only to U.S. interests and Western values, but also in keeping a strong presence in that part of the world. You see a very aggressive China today. North Korea is not our friend, and I doubt if they ever will be. We have some allies in that region that we could, I think, leverage our ability to influence what's going on in that part of the world by making sure that India is a clear ally of the United States.
Secretary Clinton last week had a huge focus on voter ID. She is, of course, opposed to tightening up the laws that prevent voter fraud. She is, of course, also called for instant registration, that everybody is registered to vote unless they ask not to be. Your approach, Governor Perry?
Well, and she's also for basically opening up the border. And so I see a candidate or a prospective candidate that is completely out of step with the bulk of the Americans that I'm having conversations with. Americans believe that if you've got to have a picture ID to get on an airplane, to get into most public buildings, to, in some cases, to get a library book, why would you not want to defend the sanctity of our vote by having a voter ID to be able to vote? I don't understand that. I think she is completely and absolutely out of step with Americans. And frankly, she's, again, if you trust Washington, D.C., to come up with the way to deliver health care, if you trust Washington, D.C. to come up with the curriculum for your children's education, then you might be in line with her trusting Washington, D.C. to come up with a way to make sure that people are registered to vote. I don't. I don't trust them in any three of those. I do trust the states to come up with ways to make sure that they protect the sanctity of voting in their states.
Very last quick question. One of your opponents, or one of your rivals for the GOP nomination, Marco Rubio, was hit last week with a pretty slimy attack, pointing out that, it was actually his wife had 13 speeding tickets. He had four in the last 18 years. Is this going to be a legitimate campaign issue, or was that a cheap shot?
No, a total cheap shot. Listen, if the New York Times wants to write about an issue that is problematic for this country, they could start with the Clinton Foundation.
Have you ever had a speeding ticket?
Yes, sir, I have. I have, and I'm sure they'll go find it somewhere. But the fact is, that is, you know,
isn't that pathetic? Isn't that pathetic?
We all live within the laws. I get that, but to go write a story about Marco Rubio and him having four tickets in the last, you know, decade
years.
Plus,
yeah,
is absolutely irresponsible when you have Bill and Hillary Clinton taking the amount of money, not reporting it at their foundation, and to somehow or another paper over that and go write a story about Marco Rubio.
Pathetic really is the only word. We are out of time with Governor Rick Perry. Godspeed. More on the campaign coming up.